When a human body is out of balance, we call that disease. The task of church leadership is to discover and remove growth-restricting diseases and barriers so that the natural, normal growth can occur. I believe the key issue for churches in the 21st century will be church health, not church growth. That's what this book is really about. Focusing on growth alone misses the point. When congregations are healthy, they grow the way God intends. Healthy churches don't need gimmicks to grow. They grow naturally. Paul explained it like this. It is from him that all the parts of the body are cared for and held together. So it grows in the way God wants it to grow. Notice that God wants his church to grow. If your church is genuinely healthy, you won't have to worry about it growing. For the past 20 years, I've been a student of growing churches, regardless of their size. In my travels as a Bible teacher, evangelist, and later as a trainer of pastors, I have visited hundreds of churches around the world. In each instance, I made notes on why some were healthy and growing, and why others were unhealthy, had plateaued, or were dying. I've talked to thousands of pastors and interviewed hundreds of church leaders, professors, and denominational leaders about what they've observed in churches. Years ago, I wrote to the 100 largest churches in America and spent a year researching their ministries. I've read nearly every book in print on church growth. I've spent even more time going through the New Testament. I've read it over and over, studying it with church growth eyes, searching for principles and patterns and procedures. The New Testament is the greatest church growth book ever written. For the things that really matter, you can't improve on it. It's the owner's manual for the church. I've also loved reading church history. It's amusing to me that many concepts currently labeled innovative or contemporary are not new ideas at all. Many methods parading under the banner of change have been used in the past in a slightly altered form. Some of them have worked, and some of them haven't. It is a well-known truth that if we are ignorant of the lessons of the past, we usually end up making the same mistakes as the people did before us.